This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. The Asia pivot is a hot mess. Greg Brown, an Iowa-based folk singer who came under my radar for some reason, had a great song called simply China, which for some reason was an earworm for me, maybe because of the constant repetition every other line of China, China, far away. I'll give you a taste. Baby still looks like you're on your way to China. China, China, far away. Baby said, how long are you going to stay in China? China, China, far away. I said, I'll be back as soon as I can from China. China, China, far away. I said, babe, I hope you understand about China. China, China, far away. My point is not just that China is far away, but all of Asia and Southeast Asia is so far away that in our national myopia, we have problems keeping our attention span on the state next door, much less what's happening thousands of miles away on the other side of the world. Recently, the headlines seem to say that somebody somewhere better be paying attention in class because it's a bit out of control over there. And China, rather than the USA, might be the only one that can sort it out if they're willing, which doesn't seem the case so far. Take Myanmar, where the military junta continues to hold sway. The famous, though tarnished, former civilian leader and Nobel Prize winner, Aung San Suu Kyi, at 77 years old, just had another 6 years tacked on to her earlier 11 years that a military tribunal saddled her with, where she rots in a small cell in prison. Or Thailand, where even the court finally got a heartbeat and suspended the prime minister who had taken charge during a military coup in 2014 in order to investigate whether he could run for another term. Sadly, the court is a paper tiger, so this may just be a head fake. Or Malaysia, where the top court there did grow a set and finally put an end to endless appeals by their former prime minister, who was sentenced to a dozen years in 2020 and fined $50 million for a billion-dollar ripoff. This doesn't count South Korea, recording a world-record low birth rate at less than one birth per family, guaranteeing population loss, nor to mention the ongoing issues with North Korea. Who wants to bring up Taiwan with ships circulating and bullets whizzing in an uproar over Speaker Pelosi's visit? We shouldn't take our eyes off the Philippines either with the return of the right-wing Marcos family to power. Although extrajudicial drug killings may longer be the rule, political arrests for something called cyber libel indicate a wide net against opposition is being cast now. Japan might be having something of an economic recovery, but the assassination of a former conservative leader for not reining in the unification church gives pause as well. India continues to move towards communalism. Pakistan is rife with political conflict, having just declared an ousted prime minister a terrorist. Vietnam and Cambodia continue to be lessons for the U.S. on the limits of our global power and the American people's commitment to bleed at the margins. Obama's old notion of a pivot to Asia seems quaint when we start making the list of hot messes in the region. Talk and shaming don't work well, and keeping our powder dry is the right thing to do, but impunity in China seem to rule far, far away in Asia now. We may have to get used to it, since there doesn't seem to be much we are doing or can do about it. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.